This all-familiar verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, and might have eternal life, shows us that the mission, we know this, but the mission of the Father in sending his Son was born out of love. Okay, great. Tell me something I don't know, Father. Then this next line, I think is important. We preached on this a couple weeks ago. For God did not send his Son, so the Father did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. Again, thanks, Father, knew that. I know we know that. But for my reflection or your reflection today, just have we deeply interiorized that? That the mission of Jesus is one of restoration and not one of condemnation. So the Father sending the Son as the full revelation of himself is that God the Father, through his Son, isn't up there counting like Santa Claus, whether you've been good or bad. Or sitting there when we sin and go, ah, dang it, boy, you did it again. God's never surprised when we fail. In fact, that's why he came, because we can't help ourselves. Do we understand the Father, as revealed in the Son, as on a mission of absolute restoration and not of condemnation? I'm not so sure that all of us have that figured out, or that I even do. See the disappointment. You think the Father's not disappointed when I sin? That doesn't surprise him. He rejoices when I succeed, because that's the purpose of his sending of his Son, is to restore me. This whole thought of, oh, when I sin, I hurt Jesus. Jesus is resurrected. It did all of my sin. When he was on that cross that day, he absorbed the sin of all humanity and all time. It hurt him terribly. But now he's risen. And so our sins that we commit today out of our own fault, yeah, they wounded him 2,000 years ago. But now he's risen. So he stands all powerful with a smile on his face and said, let me pick you up. There's a difference here, I think, that's important. His mission is restoration. That's what Jesus does, not condemnation. Okay, maybe we got that figured out. Then the second. Is my life more a part of the mission of restoration or condemnation? If someone who didn't know me were to follow me around for a day, would he be more convinced that I'm about restoring, building up humanity like Jesus does, or more about condemning it? Do I talk more about condemnation of this world? And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of junk. I get it. There always has been. Jesus warned us. There's going to be wars and insurrections. Don't be shocked when humanity lets you down. He's used to it. But if I understand his mission of restoration, then do I live it? Or am I a vehicle of condemnation? Jesus, that's what he's not doing. So it probably be wise for us to not do it. Get it. There's problems. But is my life one of restoring? Jesus, how can I help you in your mission of restoration and building up and bringing light in darkness and not of condemnation? For the Father did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.